Welcome back to Finding Your Identity in Your Autism Journey. Today, we're diving deep into a spiritual, energetic, and practical aspect of biofield, the energy, the field around your body that influences your health, immunity, stress levels, and overall well-being. So let's dive into it. We're going to discuss, you know, what is a biofield? The energy and the frequency and the spiritual overlap. I'm also going to give you guys some daily practice like heart math and coherent breathing and meditation, grounding techniques. And then we're going to talk about the benefits, you know, having that stronger resilience, fewer sick days, and emotional regulation, not only for yourself, but your child as well, because they utilize us as their co-regulators. Then we're going to look at the family application. You know, coaching your child's nervous system, consistently doing micro practices. So let's dive in. You know, what is a biofield? The biofield is a subtle energy field. It surrounds and penetrates the body. Think of it as your energetic blueprint. Much like a fingerprint, it's unique to you. While not fully embraced in the traditional medicine, the biofield is acknowledged in energy medicine, Reiki, acupuncture, and even some forward-thinking research labs. It is made up of electromagnetic frequency, vibration, information, and spiritual essence. Ancient traditions called it chi, prana, or life force. But science now explores it through terms like electromagnetic fields and biophenomenon emissions. So now that you know a little bit on how it works, I wanted to share how I know this helps with co-regulation. And helping with that sensory overload is critical, not only for, you know, for your child to work through, but for you. So keeping yourself and keeping your energy in check will help them overcome through working through your biofield. They're going to need your help because they don't have the regulatory tools to be able to do that. The best way that I can almost prove that this field exists, and it has nothing to do with regulation, it has nothing to do with knowing that about this field. But have you ever been in line somewhere in the grocery store or something, or you're standing somewhere, but there's other people around, and you feel like someone is looking at you, or you get that feeling, but they're behind you? That's the field. It can sense it. So that is once you start to learn and how to do it. And then this episode, we are going to talk about some tips on how you can start to do this. But that is that field. It is feeling the energy from the other person, whether they're looking at you for intent reasons or what have you. So I noticed a lot of shifts with my son with his regulation, because I can be calm. I can do that energy. I can feel that energy. I can calm a room. I've gotten to a point where I can calm a room, not just him, but others. And that I can explain in another episode. And it just becomes, it's not a manipulative way. Now that I've been around so many children that is on the spectrum, and children in general, they do need this. This is how, like, I get asked a lot, like, how can you get these kids to, you know, sit down and do activities with you? And there's like 10 of them. It's because I'm owning the space with my biofield, because I understand how to pull them in and help them regulate. That's the best way I can describe it. It's fun. I don't do it intentional, but it's like they're drawn to me and vice versa. So now let's look at the other point. So now that we got a better understanding of what a biofield is. So some of the practices that I use is heart math. I use heart math and I absolutely love that. I'm going to put it in the show notes as well. And coherent breathing and meditation and grounding. So I maintain a strong balance biofield and it doesn't require hours of effort. It just consistency with intention. So here's a few ways that you can nurture your energy field daily. I do heart math and coherent breathing. This involves synchronizing your breath with your heart rhythm. And this just takes a few minutes to do. So you're going to breathe in for 5 seconds. And out for 5 seconds. This will help regulate your nervous system. And then in turn, after your nervous system is regulated, your energy field will enhance and you'll feel it. And sometimes you'll notice like your hairs will start to raise up on your arms. And this is how you know that it's actually, your vibration, all of that's increasing because the regulation and all of that is coming together. You can even do this, with your hands over your heart while thinking of something or a loved one. So I will, do my breathing and I will put my hands, I like to cup them and I'll put my hands over my heart and then I'll just, take a breath in. And a breath out. And then sometimes I will do this as I'm meditating as well. And you get such a more profound effect, I feel like, from it too. And that is something too that we could also do is a live meditation together. I don't like to do them too often because I do a different type of meditation of meditative prayer. I pray and meditate at the same time. But I love to use heart math because the heart math, what happens, especially with the breathing, you're bringing your regulation down and bringing in everything into your heart center. I think about the most beautiful event that ever happened in my life. And that's what I tell everybody too. You need to, whatever event that is the most joyous, the most love that you've ever felt, and it's going to be different for everybody, so I don't know what that is for you, but whatever you have ever felt, the most joy, the most love, the most euphoric love, you hold that moment in your mind while you're doing that. You hold it there. You go back to that memory and you hold it there. And you just really focus in on it as you are breathing in and you're breathing out and you're breathing in and you're breathing out. And then that's when I'll start. And after I've held that for quite some time, I will do it for like a minute. It doesn't have to be long, but holding a memory like that and doing the breathing like that, it will feel longer than a minute. It definitely will feel that way. But I will definitely hold that memory of that experience. And then I will lead into a meditated prayer. And I just pray for anything and everything that I want to pray for, like when I'm in my prayer. Just depends on the day and where I'm going from that. But I'm leading with my heart, and I'm leading with the most pure form of love that I had ever experienced. And that is what makes it more powerful. So, you know, you can even do this, you know, and I will share a tidbit. It's actually, you know, after my son was born, it was the moment after he was born, there was such a love and heaviness and of just love in the room. So that is the thought I think of when I do mine. Sometimes I will do this outside. I want to connect physically with nature. I like to go outside barefoot, get my feet on the grass. You know, I will literally just, I'm grounding. And this is what this is. Some people call it earthing. I've heard earthing. I've heard grounding. It's very important. See, we're electrical beings. We need to be grounded and recharging and discharging our negative energy that's in us out, getting it out and doing it through the earth, doing it through the ground is definitely a good thing to do. And then, you know, you're outside and you're breathing in fresh air. It's not stagnant. So many benefits of doing this meditation outside and being barefoot, being able to connect with the earth, get through the soles of your feet to feed your soul. So that is very important, you know, and it will discharge that static and the chaotic energy from your body. You know, studies have actually shown that this reduces inflammation and it will help stabilize cortisol levels. So just by being barefoot, by being outside, this really does help with that. Then I'll meditate for maybe 5-10 minutes. And I do a quiet, deep reflection. Remember, I'm still holding my memory in the beginning. I do that in the beginning. I do my breathing and I'm holding my memory of love. And then I want to be quiet. Before I lead into my prayer, I want my thoughts to be, I don't want anything. If something comes to mind, then I will say thank you for the thought and say I'll entertain it later. And I'll focus. Sometimes I have to focus on like a dot, or I have to focus, like sometimes I'll take a candle outside with me so I can focus on the flame and the moving of the flame instead of me like getting random thoughts in my head. Because that happens. It happens to all of us. But in order to calm myself, get that nervous system to shut down, and me to be able to go through and speak through it. Then I go back to my deep breathing. And then sometimes, you know, I will go through the word. I will go through the Bible and I will use scripture to meditate on. Again, it just depends on what I am doing at that moment, like what I have time for. But I have definitely done a lot of scripture-based meditations and it's been very wonderful to do. You know, meditation helps recalibrate your field and it quiets the stress frequencies. So something else I wanted to bring up, you know, I like to do, there's a meditation too. It's hydro meditation. And this one will tie into a couple more episodes that are coming up later. And I'll go into more detail about this in those episodes. But I will give you just a little bit about it right now. So these hydro meditations and how they work with their interventions is that the water, you know, is a frequency. It conducts as a frequency. So speaking, you know, like positive to water and speaking positive affirmations over the water before you drink it can help carry that energy through. There's a lot of science. And again, I'm going to dive deeper into that in our water episode. it will carry through the water before you drink it. And this will help carry that energy into your body and forming that more energetic programming. Because at the cellular level, we are, you know, we have more water. We're made up of more water and more energetic beings. So water holds a lot of power. And then it can relieve a lot of stress. There's one meditation where you can hold the water in your mouth and do hydro breathing. And hydro breathing is absolutely wonderful to open up like your adenoids and love that. So it is a wonderful meditation to and health benefits, even if it wasn't a meditation. I was just like amazed by like how it was. It's very hard to, I should feel myself doing it. I definitely can't talk by doing it because you have to hold water in your mouth and open your mouth and hold the water in your mouth and then breathe a certain way for the meditation to work. But it is a very interesting meditation. And it is so hydrating because on how you do it, and you actually don't end up drinking the water that stays in your mouth. That's the interesting part. So maybe sometime I will actually make a TikTok of me doing the meditation. Obviously, I'm going to have to talk a little bit beforehand and then do the meditation and then turn it off. You know, turn the meditation off and talk at the end. So you guys can actually see what that looks like. So I'm going to share an instance where I had to basically like control a room with Elijah and help him calm down. We went to an event with him, and there was two others that were on the spectrum there. They were also nonverbal, but one was having a hard time. And sometimes they can feed off of each other's energy, not knowing, you know, I don't know what was upsetting the other young child. I don't know. And then I just noticed as that one was amping, as she was amping up, my son was amping up. So I said, oh my, okay. So I start just doing my breathing techniques, same, staying calm, doing my breathing techniques. And it's very important. And this is why my son's meltdowns with me are not as explosive as they are with his therapist. I know that. And they're not as intense as they are with other people. I will turn my mind off. This is why I have to do the practicing of like telling the thoughts to go away. I turn it off because I don't want any random thought coming through my head of like, why are you doing this? Or why are you acting this way? Or, you know, because that's negative. I don't want that. So I have trained myself where I will just turn off. I don't want the other, you know, I don't want the others to feel that energy coming off me. Then I pull that memory that I hold a lot when I do those meditations. I pull that memory of love and I hold on to that feeling of love with him when he was first born. And he calms down always. And what is so interesting about this is that I've had so many people who are like, I don't know what just happened. Like his therapist, like I've had so many people witness what I do with him and how it works. And they're like, I don't know what that was, but that was super interesting. I was like, that's heart math. Does he, you know, still sometimes scratch me and pull my hair? Yes. He is still having a meltdown. It's not, you know, but they don't last that long. It doesn't last that long. With me, it's probably going to last 2-3 minutes. Okay. It's ABA. Sometimes it lasts 45 minutes to an hour. So I can take 3 minutes, you know, of him being dysregulated, but I can get him re-regulated and we can finish the task. We can go back to what we were doing and finish what we were working on. So he's not dysregulated to a point where he can't come back to it. It just, he's had a moment, acknowledged a moment, and now let's move on. And these practices have helped with that. But in this time, the room became quiet. I helped the other little girl regulate. And I did intend to help with her as well. I did have intention to help her because I don't know what happened. I felt the energy like she was upset before she got upset. I felt it building. I could feel it. So I was already like, oh, I feel something. And then my son was starting to become a little bit more antsy. And then it all broke loose. And then that's when I did the meditation in the moment at the facility that they were at. And they both calmed down. And there was three therapists there. And because sometimes I will just close my eyes when I do that. And I don't grab my son. I put my arms around him, but I'm not touching him. And he'll lean into me and put his head on my chest. But I don't touch him back. But I can feel his energy. It sounds odd, but that's what I do. And then the whole room became calm. The other little girl did too. She became calm. And I said, whoa, that was so interesting. What was that? And I was like, that was heart math. That's the power of heart math. When you practice it and you continue to practice it, you become more in tune with your body and how your emotions can affect others around you and how you can actually feel other people's emotions. So that's the layman's term, but it is the frequency, their frequency. And I help him a lot with his, you know, overwhelming moments that help him reset into those moments. And that's one of the beautiful things. So now let's talk about the benefits, you know, having stronger resilience. You also have fewer sick days with having a strong biofield and emotional regulation. So when your biofield is supported, your body and mind becomes more resilient. You're less likely to absorb negative energy, also environmental toxins, or even illness. Here's what a regulated biofield can do. It can have stronger immune responses. Studies have shown coherent stress reduces stress-induced inflammation, which is key for families with immunity challenges. Also, better sleep and emotional regulation. Your nervous system, it becomes more balanced, which supports both parents and the children, especially those with sensory sensitivities already. Increased clarity and decision making. A balanced field helps you pause and respond rather than just react. So, and everything that I do, because I do a multitude of things, and I work with Elijah, and I do a lot of working with him and managing what I do for my professional life and all that, and helping advocate for others in our community. And I feel like if I didn't have these practices, if I didn't be consistent on doing my breathing work and my meditation and my meditative prayer and all of that and grounding, I think I'd be a hot mess. I think it'd be more than what I could handle. And sometimes, even though I am doing a lot, there's still, I'm not perfect by any means. I definitely dropped the ball on quite a few things. And that's okay. But give yourself that grace to be okay with that as well. You know, you're not going to be perfect. I'm striving for resilience here. I'm striving for patience. I'm striving for, you know, being consistent and showing up and being there in the community, you know, and this definitely helps me get there. And it's going to look different for everybody too. So what your goals are for you. So then now let's talk about the family applications and coaching your child's nervous system. This isn't just for moms. This is for your whole household. Children, especially those with autism or sensory needs, often have dysregulated energy fields. You can begin guiding their nervous system through what I call microregulation practices. So, sensory safe breath work. You can try like smelling a flower or blowing on a candle or visual breathing exercises. So Elijah and I, we do this a lot. He has a lot of like little breathing techniques. And then a lot of people will say, oh, he's breathing. I'm like, yeah. I told him, I was like, let's breathe. Relax and breathe. And he will do it with me. And it does help him calm down. Body tapping or gentle brushing. You know, this helps with the vagus nerve and grounding their energy. I have a lot of different brushing techniques. And that's something even I would like to probably do a whole episode on. Because body tapping and releasing is not only about the vagus nerve. It also helps to clear toxins from your lymph nodes. And children are a little bit easier to do, but as adults, we should be doing it daily as well. And I drain my lymph nodes every day. And I encourage everybody. So that is definitely an episode I'm going to have to create for us as well. And then mirroring your calm state, your biofield influences theirs. When you are regulated yourself, because you got to show up for yourself so you can show up for them, they'll begin to integrate that into their energy over time. So making sure that you are regulated so you can help them co-regulate so they understand how to regulate in the future as well. It's very key. Routines and rhythms. Simple rituals like morning prayer, being consistent with meals and grounding, you know, songs, grounding frequencies. I'm going to do a whole episode on just frequencies on its own and how they play a role in your energy, and protecting that energy is very key. Become your energetic anchors. Yes. And I do actually work with my son. I play frequencies, and frequencies really help with his mood. I have a set in the morning, you know, to help clear energy before bed, during, when we're studying. Certain frequencies are only being played while we're doing our homeschool. So it does play a big role in his behavior. Again, I'm going to be posting resources below. I'm going to be posting the HeartMath website, guides to, you know, breathing that you can do, a coherent breathing with, and exploring those different types of meditation. Thank you for exploring the biofield with me today. I hope you found it enlightening and easy to begin practicing. Remember, your energy matters. Stay tuned for the next episode.